get to of that game. Patient, but hardworking. Stayed under pucks and good battles, really good battles there for two periods. And then they came on. I mean, they got nothing to lose, coming with three and the D down the wall. And so there's still some learning for us, obviously, how to handle that team. And at the end of the day, we needed some good things to happen. One of them is your goalie senses that, and he made some good saves. So he gets to feel, you know, people will look 5-2 and say that it was an easy night for him. There was a time we needed him. I don't think he was necessarily the difference in the game, but he was a critical piece to it for us.
How important is this early success for you to get the guys to buy into what you're preaching?
Yeah, I mean, you're asking them to do hard things and things that at times put them in harm's way and practice harder and do those things. So, listen, this team, these guys want to win. They're no different than anybody else. So they're willing to do what you ask them to do, and having a little bit of success just reinforces some of their good work.
That timeout early in the third, was it pretty crucial just to see, you know, that sense of where things were going?
Just awareness of where we are and not to dread it. So, you know, they had the power play and they had a jump, and if that thing goes to 4-2, we were ready to deal with it. Instead of taking the timeout after it had gone to 4-2, I wanted to talk about how we were handling the next 2 minutes and how we were going to go forward if they scored, not in a negative way. This is our challenge now and to enjoy it. And that's been the message at the end of the day. Before you hit that ice, make sure you're prepared to enjoy it.
How are your two rookies tonight?
Oh, good. You view them as rookies. You know, they both can do some things. They're just players on the team. So when I throw them over the boards, I'm not thinking, geez, I'm putting a kid in, or I'm developing the kid. I'm just playing him. You know, he gets what he earns. So both of them, good. I mean, I think Scheifele's last game and this guy, he's put back-to-back solid games, big on the faceoffs the other night for us. He shows all the signs of getting it. I'm sorry, guys.
It's tough to gauge your team's overall play when a team's struggling like Calgary is, or...
No, you know, I didn't feel that. I thought they were quick. I did. I thought we were pretty good. Calgary wasn't sitting back and feeling sorry for them. I mean, I've watched Calgary play a lot when I was working on your side of the line. We got a lot of the Calgary games and didn't, and they compete and they work, and to our credit, we respected that coming into this game. And we came to work because we knew they would. And there were a number of times on the bench early that I'm watching them go up and down the ice saying, this is a fast game, and it's a hard-working game, and our shifts were short when he needed them to be.
And some really nice passing plays tonight. Moved the puck around really nice. That just kind of show the kind of offensive depth that's on this team?
Well, there's guys that move the puck, and I don't want to say it was a surprise, but I like a lot of the puck movement that I see. But I think that tonight wasn't necessarily for me a function of hand skills, but pace. You know, getting to the holes quick enough that it's a clear pass instead of trying to dig it out of your feet. I mean, the power play with goal was real nice. I'm not sure how many times the puck touched the ice because it looked like it was spinning and bobbling, but they got it. You know, there's some good skill there, but I think it was more of a function of our quickness in the first two anyway.